Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Fine Food Friday, June 1st. I'm Ray Graff. Today marks the start of the 16th annual Capital Region Polish Fest, so our program is all about popular dishes from the nations of Poland and Lithuania. In the studio are four people and nary a vowel between them. That's right. They're all involved in this weekend's festivities. Antoinette Zemzyzga Alberti is the Cultural Committee Chair of Polish Fest. Chef John Kowalski, could say that one, is with the Culinary Institute of America. Writer Barbara Chapitis, an old friend of the program, is a member of the Polish Fest Book Club. And Betty Stolarik is an author and Polish cook extraordinaire. What fun we will have today. Give us a call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's an exciting day on the program. This Food Friday, all about the nations of Poland and Lithuania as the 16th annual Capital Region Polish Fest gets underway today. We have four people involved with the festival joining us in the studio. First up is a lady with a name that I love to hear, Antoinette Zemzyzga Alberti. I didn't do it justice. She's the Cultural Committee Chair for Polish Fest. Say the name. Go ahead.
Antosha Zemzyzga.
Oh, that's nice. Next is Chef John Kowalski of the Culinary Institute. Welcome, sir. I can say your name.
Hey, thanks, Ray.
Very good to have you here. Also in the studio is Betty Stolarik. She is the author of something or other that doesn't say what it is, but you're an author. And a Polish cook extraordinaire. Traveled all the way from Michigan for the Polish Fest. Welcome to dear old Albany.
Thank you.
So nice to have you here. And finally, there's Barbara Chapitis, who typically joins this program as part of the Writers Forum. And as far as I know, not Polish, but yet involved in the Polish Fest. And Barbara, what are you doing here?
They snuck me in.
Well, you brought bacon buns.
I'm a ringer. I brought bacon buns.
You're in.
That's why I'm in.
But just why are you in?
I'm Lithuanian. My father's family is from Lithuania. The Lithuanians and the Polish people were like kissing and killing cousins. Sometimes they kissed each other, sometimes they killed each other.
Isn't that always the way?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And you're part of the Polish Fest Book Club. What is that?
Yes. Antoinette can say more about that.
All right. So every year, Polish Fest chooses three books by either Polish or Lithuanian American authors, or on topics related to Polish or Slavic culture.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we have Greg Archer, who's coming in all the way from Hawaii.
Wow.
We have another Kowalski.
All right. I'm sure there's more than two.
Yes, from Nova Scotia, and John Guzlowski, who's coming from Virginia. So we have people coming from all over, and they share their readings.
Oh, and that's great.
It's great.
Well, there's a lot of food and a lot of drink and a lot of fun at the Polish Fest, and it is the 16th annual. The number to call here, if you have a question about Polish cooking or Lithuanian cooking, it's 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpopwamc.org. All right, let's talk about the fest. It starts tonight?
Yes, it starts tonight at 4, and we have all day tomorrow, noon to 9, and on Sunday from noon to 9, or noon to 6 as well. If I say noon to 9 on Sunday, everyone at the fest will kill me.
Because you don't want to go home. You want to kick them out by then and start cleaning up. That's right, and Barbara will bring her vacuum and start cleaning the place up.
That's right.
This is great, and I'll tell you what. Every year it grows. And so how many do you expect this year?
Well, last year we had 6,000.
Wow.
So if the weather is good, I think that we usually get about a 10% increase every year. So
terrific. Yeah. Well, I think the weather might hold. It'll be a little muggy, but if you have a Polish beer, things are all right.
And everything is under tents or inside as well. So even if the weather is bad, it's still a lot of fun.
And where is it?
Get wet. It's on Old Maxwell Road, right across the street from the Times Union parking lot in Latham, New York. So 250 Old Maxwell Road.
Fantastic. And our number here is 800-348-2551. The food and the drink here on this table, quite impressive. All right, let's go to our chef, and you tell us about some of the stuff we have here, John Kowalski.
Well, we have Gołąbki's.
Nice, and that beautifully presented.
Nice little tomato sauce, a little bit of tomato sauce on them. So it's basically what we all know is a stuffed cabbage.
Yeah.
With different meats and items inside of them. Some mushrooms, maybe, a little mushroom soup or so forth.
Now, you sound nebulous about it. What's actually in this? Do we know?
Well,
you,
yes.
Maybe. You said maybe.
It's meat. Usually it's a beef, some sort of a beef, which is sautéed a little bit. Some mushrooms.
What about these?
Salt and pepper. Mushrooms in there, a little bit of cream of mushroom soup some people put in there.
Yeah.
And then they're folded in a blanched cabbage leaf and then nice slowly roasted in the oven.
Yeah.
Maybe about 45 minutes to an hour and a half until it become nice and tender. Okay. And we have...
And Betty is going to be making these at
Polish Fest
really?
In a food demo.
Right.
Now,
right.
Betty, do you feel some sort of pressure, some... impetus to get it right because there's a chef here who knows what he's doing?
Well, yes, I guess I do. But I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
I fell in love with Polish food when I was 5 years old, and we lived in a three flat with my grandmother, and all I had to do was go downstairs, and I was rolling out pierogi dough and getting my hands into the meat for Gołąbki's.
That's such a great tradition that
it's
passed on from grandmas to the youngsters.
Right.
And I hope that we don't lose that as the centuries roll on. It's just such a great thing.
Oh, no, I cook with my son, and my granddaughter is already starting to.
Really?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I don't do much cooking with my kids. it doesn't work out too well. But you're passing on the traditions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's actually what Barb is talking about at Polish Fest. She has a whole workshop on preserving family history through recipes.
Yeah, I had to go back and reconstruct a lot because, you know, they didn't have cookbooks. You learned it in the kitchen. And when you're a teenager, you're sort of wandering elsewhere, so you forget it, and then they're gone, and it's like I'm craving those pierogies.
And I think all of us have that same experience, but how did you recreate things?
By taste. It had to be by taste because every family does it a little different, right? And this is true. I'm half Italian. And on the Italian side, it's
well, that's not
true.
A volatile mix, eh? Good luck with that.
It was considered a mixed marriage at the time.
Yeah,
it really was.
To go on taste, it's interesting because, you know, my mom did all the whole things, all the baking and desserts. And the boys used to go over. We used to visit them. They lived in Massachusetts. And so they liked certain things. So here I am. My mom's cooking. I said, okay, now, how much does this weigh? I actually wrote things down, weighed them out to be precise.
Even
I said,
back then,
right?
Whew.
So then I get home and I make the product. I make the product, and they go, the boys like, you know, Dad, this is pretty good, but this is not grandma's.
Yes.
It's just not quite the flavor that the grandma made. You know,
well, there's revisionist history.
You can't compete.
Yeah, well, I guess that's true. But I think that I think back often to my grandmother who was born on a boat. Outside of Brooklyn, her folks were German bakers.
Wow.
And so she made so many German dishes, and I look them up today, and there's nothing like what she had made.
Right. Yes.
Our number here is 800-348-2551 if you want to join us. What else did we bring?
Oh, well, John, talk about
Well, I'm going to do a demo on what we call Charlotka, which is Charlotte de Pomme in French. Basically, it's like an apple cake.
Mm.
So I'm a cook. I'm not a pastry chef or baker, but I recreated it to be for a simple kitchen dessert. And the classical one is they have a sort of a tart dough they put on the bottom. They put the apple, cooked apple with raisin and so forth, and they put another dough on the top and they bake it like that. So we recreated this where it has nice bread. Cut out bread, a little butter on it. We line a little mold with it. We put the cooked down apples with raisins, rums, a little brandy, and butter in there. Good little nice tasty stuff cooked down. And then we bake it.
Oh, gosh.
And as
beautiful.
It's baked, and when you have it warm, it's really great. You can even put a scoop of ice cream on the top of it there.
Yeah.
It's just like an American apple pie. And we have a vanilla sauce and an apricot sauce.
So that's the vanilla sauce on this plate.
Vanilla sauce is on a base, and then that little flower kind of drawing is the apricot sauce inside that.
That's almost too nice looking to eat.
I know.
No, that's awesome.
But Barbara, why don't you try it? Come on, Barbara.
You want me to make the mess.
Oh, well,
yes,
absolutely. Now, you mainly are not a baker.
I'm not a baker,
Are you intimidated? I know a lot of chefs who get a little intimidated when they're baking things.
Not necessarily, because as I worked, I graduated culinary in 75, and I worked with chefs that always did some what we call kitchen desserts, simpler desserts, souffles, and so forth. And then when I worked in New York City, I worked also in cooking, fish, poissonnier and all, grills, sautés, and then I always helped the baker out, the pastry guy out. And we used to have a great pastry chef called Didier Schorner. He also used to teach at the culinary. He had his own bake shop in Washington, D.C. And with him, I used to get a lot of little things, pick up little secrets, how to make a cake, how to make it moist, how to separate it, decorate it up and all that. So I know enough to be kind of comfortable. I'm not a pastry chef and all that, but I know enough to be kind of comfortable
with
that.
But you can play one on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good enough for Food Friday. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Let's take a call before we get rolling and take our first break of the day. Kathy in Seward, New York. Kathy, you're on.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm of Russian heritage, and we have stuffed cabbage. We don't call it golomki, we call it halopsi. And we always made it with pork. Do they ever make golomki with pork? You said beef, I think, earlier.
Yes, but pork can be used if you like that. You can mix them in there. Some people will mix 50-50, 50% pork, 50% with beef a little bit. You know, I know even use maybe even a little bit of bacon put on the bottom as they braise the golomki.
Yeah, the family recipe calls for that, pork fatback?
The fatback, yes, or bacon,
which is
yes.
basically a really fatty right. bacon, right?
Mm, delicious.
Yeah, and that's what ours cooked. And the meat goes in raw. And they put in a little rice, and the whole thing is, you know, simmering in a pot with the tomato sauce for, you know, a couple of hours to make sure that, you know, the rice gets cooked first, but not the meat. And then it all simmers together. It's maybe a little different than the Polish version.
You know, my mom used to make it with meatloaf mix, which is pork and beef and veal ground together.
Right.
But, you know... At Polish Fest, Chester Smokehouse makes our golomki now because we have so many people at Polish Fest, it's impossible for us to make them all. And he cooks the meat before. Before he rolls it, and they're delicious. But John, there's an issue sometimes when you cook the meat, it stays red inside, but
well,
it's cooked.
Yeah. What we call is nitrates or nitrites. And if you take regular fresh meat and just bake it inside, they cook it, the nitrates from the cabbage come out, and it's like a preservative, so it makes it look pinkish.
Oh.
So people go, this is not cooked.
You are
and I mean,
kidding me.
It's done and all set. Just like when you brine a piece of pork and you have a smoked pork, brine, it's got that little pinkish tint to it. That's because of nitrates.
So
nitrites. We have it in celery. We have it in beets. We have it in cabbage.
Oh, my gosh.
Just different amounts.
All
so
these
that's
years,
what, yeah.
Now, my mother would make stuffed cabbage, and I said, Ma, it's not done. Look at it. It's red. Oh, God. I'm sorry. She's up there. Sorry, Mom. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Food Friday, the Polish Fest coming up. We'll be back.
Support for WMC comes from Finn, your fishmonger, Gilderland, bringing fresh seafood to the capital region, featuring fresh wild salmon flown in from Alaska and seafood platters. Finn, your fishmonger, fresh, sustainable, memorable. FinnShops.com. Mother Earth Storehouse, nutrition educators on staff to help customers make healthy lifestyle choices, serving the Hudson Valley with organic and natural foods since 1978. MotherEarthStorehouse.com. Adirondack Aquatic Center, Malta, New York, a planned aquatic facility where children and adults with varying abilities in the region can learn, heal, play, exercise, train, and compete. AdirondackAquaticCenter.org. Blue Heron Restaurant and Catering, offering full-service catering at the restaurant in Sunderland and throughout western Massachusetts. BlueHeronDining.com/catering. and the Lake George Land Conservancy, Bolton Landing, New York, presenting its 6th annual Lake George Hikeathon, July 5th, a one-day event with 19 hikes and paddles. Register online at lakegeorgehikeathon.org.
Yeah, right. I can't eat. I'll have to talk. Our number is 800-348-2551. The Polish Fest. I guess, is it Polish and Lithuanian Fest or just Polish Fest?
No, it's just Polish Fest. Okay. But we have lots of Slavs who are not Polish attending.
You keep them in the back?
No, they're up front and center. We have Slovak egg decorating, for example.
All right, fair enough. We are joined today by Chef John Kowalski of the Culinary Institute, Betty Stolarek, who came all the way from Michigan for this, Barbara Chapitis, who's very close, and she's on the show almost every week, and Antoinette Alberti, and say the middle name, I can't say.
Zemrzuska.
Okay, so we were talking about, during the break, galumpkis, and people say it wrong, and Barbara's husband gets very irritated. How do you say it properly?
You say it.
Galumpki.
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 Like a W.
Galumpki.
Like a W. Galumpki,
yeah.
Galumpki.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do that.
Like Alma Fudd.
Galumpki.
Galumpki.
There we go. All right. Now, Betty, you're going to be doing galumpkis today, and tell us about your recipe.
Right. Well, it's very much like the recipe that the woman was speaking about.
Yeah.
It's interesting when he was talking about his background with, you know,
Chef
his
Kowalski.
Family.
Yeah.
And I had the same situation. But one of the things that I'd like to talk about is when I was about to get married, I went to visit my grandmother, and she gave me her Polish cookbook from 1948.
Hmm. Ah.
And the recipe in there for galumpki is just like the one that this woman was talking
about. Oh, really?
About. You know, it has the beef, the pork, and the veal, and has the tomato sauce. And what's interesting about this book, it's now in its 25th edition that came out 2016. It's people can still get this wonderful book.
Yeah.
About
that's
Polish
wonderful.
That's
America.
So funny. That's the recipe we would do in our house too. We had that meatloaf mixture. All right, let's go back to the phones here. 800-348-2551. Look what the cat dragged in. It's our old buddy Rocco and Troy. Rocco, how are you?
Hey Ray, how are you today?
What's up, buddy?
Quick question. We had a big Polish population down here in South Troy, and my mother, being 100% Italian an immigrant, only with a third grade education, mind you, loved to make Polish food. She said, you know, the similarities, very, you know, it's peasant food. Yeah. So, but I could never find her recipe, and you're talking a lot about it, the galumpkis, the spices that you put in the mix.
Mm. Wow.
What would you season that with? And I know you say you go by
salt
taste.
And pepper.
It's just salt and pepper for you, Betty?
Salt and pepper. And, well,
what about
okay.
Chef John Kowalski?
Well, I'd say a little margarine in there.
Yeah.
And a little savory.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because she made the best, and she would, it was incredible. And she would make it once a month for us.
Yeah.
And it was, it was delicious.
Hey,
again,
Rocco, what about a nice galumpki pizza over at Rocco's?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I like the mix, but I don't know.
You could do that. You'd have to do like a deconstructed.
Deconstructive.
Yeah.
We have Polish pizza at Polish.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What's a Polish pizza?
Yummy.
So you can actually order it in Pennsylvania as pagash.
Yeah.
And it's a crust, and on top of it, it's mashed potatoes and sauerkraut and onions and peppers and some cheese. And then you can also put on kielbasa.
Ooh. I know Rocco pretty well. I'm not sure he would. I don't think you'd do that one, would you, Rocco?
Maybe if you twist my arm right for you, I would do
hey,
it.
Man, before I let you go, two things. One, on your Instagram feed, you had a famous Yankee on yesterday.
Yeah, he's a little famous. Yeah, he's had a couple of World Series.
Yeah, Joe Girardi.
As a manager. Mr. Joe Girardi. I like to call him Joey Bolognese.
He was slinging pizzas at the shop.
He was slinging pizzas, and he was eating bolognese. That's why we call him Joey Bolognese here, because he loves our bolognese sauce.
Well, you know, if you look at DeFazio's Instagram feed, you get hungry immediately.
And he's there sitting in the back of the the store eating in my dad's chair.
Yeah.
And it's great. And he was up here. He came up here to talk about our stickball tournament.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. When does that happen?
That is, it's called Stick It to Child Homelessness, and it's Sunday, June 10th, and we're raising funds, awareness, and items for homeless children.
Nice.
We have 12 stickball teams that are going to participate from 1 to 5 that Sunday, June 10th, and we would love to have people come out to it. And you can contact me, look at my website, DeFazio's Pizza. We're going to have information. There are 7 items. We're looking for people to donate. Believe it or not, this is for Joseph House here in South Troy.
Yeah.
120 children, homeless children, in their shelter presently.
Wow. Hey, Rocco.
That's terrible. And with the opiate problem, the number's getting higher. We're looking for, like, pillows, kids' personal hygiene stuff, socks, crayons, sneakers, I have stuff. You could contact me. We would love to. And I'm giving a free American flag to everyone that donates an item for, because it's Flag Day.
All right, man. So people can find out more at the DeFazio's website. What is that URL again?
DeFazio'sPizza.com.
Okay. And
or you could email me at rdefazio66@gmail.com.
And you're on, are you on next Food Friday?
And I'm on next Food Friday.
So we'll talk
vegan Italian.
All right, we'll talk about it then, man. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
See you, Rocco. Our number is 800-348-2551. Rocco is a regular on this program. He makes some amazing pizza over in Troy.
He'll have to come get the pagatch.
You're giving me some good ideas.
I had it last year for the first time. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Zamzuska, no?
Zamzuska.
Yeah. What did you bring? What's in this?
Okay, so we've brought some kapusta, which is a mild sauerkraut. It's sauerkraut and fresh cabbage and onions mixed together. And we have sliced up some of the kielbasa that we're serving at Polish Fest. That's also made at Chester Smokehouse.
And they make a great kielbasa.
They make an excellent kielbasa.
Yep.
And we brought 2 varieties of our pierogi. We have 10 varieties this year. And this year, members of the Polish Fest team went down to Scranton, Pennsylvania to Plumpy's pierogi factory and made the pierogi for the festival. So here we have a new variety for this year, Reuben pierogi.
Oh.
And we have our favorite Honeycrisp apple pierogi as well, and that is served with, I think, a vanilla sauce or a caramel sauce. I'm not sure. I don't remember. Out at the pierogi tent, and there are 8 other varieties as well.
Now, would the old school Polish people say, well, what do you have in this pierogi? This is sacrilege.
Not the apple. There's a lot of different kinds of fruit pierogi in Poland, and there's meat pierogi in Poland, and different vegetable fillings as well. Potato and cheese is called pierogi ruskie. So I have a feeling that, the further east you get, the more potatoes and cheese you get.
The Lithuanians have a mushroom one that they do.
Mm-hmm. Right. And for us, for like Christmas and all that, it's meatless. Mm-hmm. So you have mushrooms, you have apple.
Yep.
Sometimes you have blueberry even that's being done now with a little sour cream and sugar on them. It's really great.
Delicious. Well, the Polish Fest is coming up. It starts at 4 o'clock today. It runs all weekend. And let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551. Doug in Albany. Doug, you're on.
How you doing today, Ray?
Good.
Oh, man, what a great show. I'm a longtime listener.
Well, thank you.
Love the show. Listen to it all day long. I'm in my car a lot.
Cool, man.
Just a couple of things I want to say. Gwumki, is it the L's are rolled into a W, so it's a Gwumki.
Yep, absolutely.
And a single Gwumki is called a Gwumbek.
You got it.
Wow.
Wow, you've impressed the panel here.
Kazarzik, Klinikis, Edwakis, Klopekis. I'm a long line of Poles. Anyway, and pierogis are pronounced pierogis. The R's are rolled, and it's not pierogi,
okay.
It's pierogis.
You all right if I'm the ugly American and just say it the old-fashioned way?
Trust me, my great-grandparents were American, but which I just learned through the years. Anyways, my gwumkis are made with barley instead of rice.
Got a thumbs up from the chef.
I take fat back and I fry it in the pan and I add it to my 80% hamburger because I like the nice grease and the nice taste. And all I put in their spices is diced onion, salt and pepper, and garlic powder, and a couple, three eggs. When I roll the cabbage up, and then I put them in a pot and cook them on top of the stove for about 2 hours in tomato soup.
That's very close to, close to what my mother would do. She would use diced
onions. And we use barley, not rice. In fact, I guess years ago, barley was cheaper than rice, and it was a money issue. Other thing, my pierogies, when I make my pierogies, I stuff them with farmer's cheese. I'll tell you what, you guys, to die with. Now, when I make my duumkis and pierogies, I use a box grater, but I use the small side, so when you shave the onion, it turns to mush.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They're not diced particles. It's like a mush, and you incorporate that with the farmer's cheese.
Yeah.
And you put it, when you fold your dough over and crimp it with a fork, you put them into the pot and boil them until they rise, and then I fry them in butter and put sour cream on them.
What do you think, Betty? Is he getting it right?
Exactly.
Yeah?
Yep. That's just exactly
how am I doing, guys?
Doug, you did really well. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Our number is 800-348-2551. Polish Fest is this weekend over on Maxwell Road, yeah?
Old Maxwell Road.
Old.
Yes, old.
It's near Loudonville. Very new.
Yes, very much. It's right near the Times Union.
I got lost there once. And that's how I remember the name.
I've gotten lost there many times. Hey, I have a really quick pierogi, or not, gawumki hack that I learned.
A hack?
I freeze the cabbage. If you freeze it, you don't have to boil it. Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
And, Chef, is that okay?
Absolutely.
Why don't we get ill from that?
No, not at all.
No,
all
right, works great.
Let's go back to the phones here. Marianne in Rotterdam, you're on.
Hello, guys. You're making me very hungry. I'm originally from the Buffalo area, so we know where the Polish restaurants are. Do you know of any in the Capital District?
Oh, yes. So there's a restaurant in Troy called Muza, and upstairs they have a Polish beer garden called the Hill at Muza. It's really a wonderful restaurant. It's always crowded, but it's worth the wait.
Well, there you go.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Ray, I'm always jealous that you're there with the food and I'm not.
Here's the problem, Marianne. In theory, it's wonderful, but I don't get to eat too much because I'm always yapping my lip here. But the food is great. And I got to tell you, Chef, this cake is ridiculously good.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
We'll have to get the rundown of what's in that again. Absolutely. Hey, Marianne, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. You gave me this. I can't say one thing on it. Why did you give me this?
Oh, well, actually, Chef Kowalski.
Let's just give it to the chef. All right. What is that?
Well, that's the cake. That's the tart.
Oh, that's the cake that I'm eating.
That's the recipe that you're eating, yes. It's called shalotka.
Shalotka.
Sauce marlowe.
Yeah, okay.
It's sauce vinalove.
It's delicious. Let's just call it delicious.
Charlotte de Pomme is easiest way to do it.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. And will this be at the Polish Fest?
Well, for my demo, it will be.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I'm going
to demo that tonight at 6:30, 6 to 7:30, and I'm going to how to make it very easy in that. So it's simply made that any household person can make that.
And we will have a great dessert tent, though. John, how do you say the Polish crepes, the thin crepes? It starts with an N.
Naleśniki.
Yeah, Naleśniki.
Oh, no. Just like it's spelled.
Yes, Naleśniki.
So we'll be having those stuffed with Nutella and cheese.
Oh, you're killing me.
Yes.
Really?
So that's pretty Polish. And then we have sernik, which is cheesecake, and we have this Polish vodka cake that is here in the studio as well. It's very chocolatey.
Oh my gosh.
In the dessert tent. Also, Cider Bellies Donuts are sending us donuts because, of course, Cider Bellies is very Polish American. So everybody hit up
Are
Cider
they?
Bellies. Yes.
You know, did they make you like a nice kielbasa donut or something?
No, but you know, they make the most interesting pączki. So, you know, in Polish culture, we have Fat Thursday where everybody eats donuts. In Poland, people eat 3.5 donuts on average.
Really?
And Cider Bellies makes the most interesting, delicious pączki I have
ever
had.
They're called pączki, yes.
You know, maybe we should do Food Friday. Friday on Thursday and call it Fat Thursday. Well, let's get another call in here before the next break. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. The Polish Fest underway at 4 o'clock today. And let's go to James in Hudson. James.
Yes. No background noise too much because the radio's on the other
room. No, it's very nice. The fidelity is wonderful.
Yeah. There are more recipes for borscht than there are people. but it's summer's coming in, and that part of my family is from somewhere that, shall we say, changed hands a lot. So it's kind of Polish, Russian, sometimes Ukraine, sometimes, you know, Austria-Hungary.
Right, sure.
But I think it's Russia now. So just what were the things you would – I really don't cook from exact recipes, but things you would never leave out of a summer borscht?
Things I would never leave out? Dill.
I would absolutely, beets, of course. Yeah,
yeah. Beets. Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. But beets is important. Yeah.
But there's two different borscht. One is a white borscht, and which is from milk basically, and a sour or from a bread starter that's in there. And the other one is the regular one that we know. It's a beet borscht.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Well, from a bread starter, so there's yeast. It ferments.
Fermented a little bit, so it's got that tang, sour taste to it a little bit. Milk and a little bacon in there. It's finished with kielbasa, saute kielbasa, and onions on the top, floated.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. And hard boiled egg sometimes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Absolutely.
James, you want to follow up here before we hit the break?
No. I just learned things. Look, usually most of the recipes I read have cabbage, some cabbage, and beets and cabbage seem to be like the main thing in all the recipes I've read.
In my beet borscht, I don't put cabbage. It's just beets.
I don't either in mine.
Okay.
Horseradish.
Okay.
Well, we do have Ukrainian style borscht at Polish Fest. Borscht.
Oh yeah. Well, that's exciting. Yes. Well, this is
You learn something every day.
Thank you, James, and we appreciate it. We have Antoinette Alberti here. We have Chef John. I won't even bother trying to say the good. Chef John Kowalski, Betty Stolarek, and Barbara Chepitis here. Let's take a break, Mr. Zach. Zach is almost ready for his second round of food. He had some right before the show. 800-348-2551 is the number. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Warwick Valley Farmers Market, opened for the 25th year, with 35 family farms, artisan kitchens, bakeries, offering fresh from the farm food, produce, plants, wine, and more. WarwickValleyFarmersMarket.org. The Black Sheep, downtown Amherst, a New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butterscratch bakery, caterer, and cafe, offering fair trade coffee. BlackSheepDeli.com. The Egremont Village Inn, presenting Sean Rowe on June 1st. June 2nd is Billy Wilder. Open mic night every Wednesday. Tickets and information at theegremontbarn.com. River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar, and a bakery, rivervalley.coop. And Big Y, helping to provide local schools with much-needed supplies and equipment from the Education Express program. Details at bigy.com.
Food Friday, Ray Graff here, 800-348-2551, and we're joined today by Chef John Kowalski, Betty Stolarek, Barbara Chepitis, and Antoinette
Zemzuska.
Alberti. I got to tell you, Chef Kowalski, this garlotka sauce marlolelo sauce wanoloi, it's amazing, man. I got to tell you, it's really good. What is it again?
It's very very simple. It's shalotka sauce marlolove sauce vanilove. So vanilla sauce and apricot sauce,
and
basically.
But the cake itself is
It's very simple. It's you take bread.
Yeah.
So I narrow it down. We take bread, we cut a little circle out, we put it on the bottom.
Yeah.
Then we take a strip of bread, we brush it with the outside with butter, we put it inside a little form, aluminum form, and then we put the cooked down apples with the raisins and the rum and
brandy. You can taste the booze in this, by the way.
Perhaps a little bit. Nice. We finish it off with a little butter. Makes it soft. Mm. Okay. Nice mouthfeel.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And then we put it inside. We put another piece of bread on top, and we bake it. That's it.
The outer dough is almost
it's
got
crisp.
It's crisp.
Because of the
light.
Butter being out there. It's very light.
It's like French toast.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. I knew there was a reason
really
I had
great.
You here. That was it.
I have
Thank
the words.
You, Barbara.
I have the words.
You're the writer.
I'm the writer.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Polish Fest begins at 4 p.m. today. They're going to hustle right out of here at 3 and go right over, and it goes all weekend long. Okay, this is a question that came in for our Michigan guest, Betty. Ask her to remember Kowalski sausage used to buy it at the Eastern Market in Detroit. Do you remember Kowalski sausage?
No.
Okay.
That's the biggest sausage.
Thank you. I'm a Chicagoan.
That's the biggest sausage maker from Chicago and into Michigan area. Yes, absolutely.
All right. So, Betty, you wanted to talk about something that you do that sounds to me like an illness, but it's actually a meal. What is it again?
It's called Vigilia.
Vigilia. I had that once.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it painful?
No, actually, no. Penicillin got rid of it. But no. What is
Dr.
that?
Dr. Helta.
Truthfully.
Well, Vigilia is a traditional Polish dinner, and it's done on Christmas Eve. And there are many things that go with Vigilia. The menu, 7 courses, 9 courses. Well, I learned how to do Vigilia dinner from my grandmother. And, you know, she would always have us for Vigilia. And about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I was a board member on a local art group. Mm-hmm. They had just started a gallery. They wanted to do a gala.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, what could you contribute? Well, no art. No paintings, no sculpture, you know. But I said, well, I could do a dinner for some people, you know, a 7-course Vigilia dinner. And we could auction that off. Well, since then I've done 14 of them.
Wow.
And the bid for last year's dinner was $850 for 8 people.
Wow.
Wow.
It has become so popular. Yeah. And Vigilia has a lot of beautiful customs, Polish customs. An empty chair for a stranger.
Oh.
If a stranger passes by and sees a candle in the window, that person will know it's Vigilia, because nobody should have Vigilia alone.
Oh, that's nice.
And many other beautiful customs to do to go with it. So that might be something if you're looking for
What's
a fundraiser.
What do we eat? Let's get down to the business here. What would you normally make?
Oh, okay. It starts with appetizers, you know, and things like we have herring, we have hard-boiled eggs with horseradish, we have beets, we have pickles.
Is it meatless?
Well, herring.
Okay.
No.
The Lithuanian version is meatless.
The Polish version is meatless as well. But and I explain to people that, you know, if we were doing a real Vigilia, we would not do this. But nobody will spend $850
very nice.
For carp, which is what my grandmother used to make.
Oh, that's funny.
So that wouldn't happen. And then the second course is oplatek, and that is a wafer that is broken by the people in the group. And you give me part of the wafer. And the person breaks it and gives a wish for you for the following year. And then the third course is soup. And usually it's beef barley, or it can be borscht, you know, whatever the people want. And, of course, rye bread. The fourth course, I do gwumki.
Oh, yeah.
And I do kielbasa. Mm. And I do kapusta, you know, and some potatoes. The next course, there's a pierogi course.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Of course.
So we do pierogi, and we also do a salad, you know, much like that, with that. The last course is cookies, Polish cookies, and I'll be demonstrating those on Sunday.
Oh, this weekend?
Sunday.
Oh, yeah, terrific.
They're Polish.
Nice.
And we do wind up with vodka shots.
Oh.
Dessert.
And I would recommend an Alka-Seltzer also a little later on. You know, horseradish. Now, my wife comes, her side of the family, very Polish, and they love horseradish. Okay. Is this a common, does everybody?
Oh, I was raised on it. It was like what my father used to toughen me up as a child.
Yeah.
Right. My mother is Italian, right? So all the food she gave me was very gentle and very easy. And it's like, here's the food. It's all like, puff, 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 it's here. My father taught me like how to shuck clams and how to take the bones out of trout and how to eat horseradish.
Yeah. Well, horseradish is so good. I mean, I'm hooked on the stuff now.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll get back to the phones in a minute here. This is one more email that came in. This says, vegan options. This is from Helena. I am a Polish vegan. Gasp, she writes. I am a first-generation immigrant, and although my parents used to make fun of me for eating vegetarian as a kid, my mother's very accepting of my veganism, even recreating classic Polish dishes to remove animal-based ingredients. Hmm. Will the Polish Fest include any vegan vendors or options? I wish everyone were as progressive as my mother. And that's from Helena.
Oh, Helena, well, more power to you for being vegan. We have our borscht is vegan. It has a optional sauerkraut, not sauerkraut, I'm sorry, sour cream. So, of course, you'll just have to not take the sour cream. But there are very few vegan things. There are many, many vegetarian things, but few vegan things on the menu, and that is one of them.
Okay.
Yes. We have ribbon fries.
What are ribbon fries?
Ribbon fries are just, they're like homemade potato chips that we take a potato and cut it up into a ribbon and fry it. So there, you know, there are things like that as well, but there's not a whole lot of vegan fare.
Would some of the fruit pierogies? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The fruit pierogi maybe, but they may be fried in butter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, let's get back to the phones here. 800-348-2551. The Polish Fest begins at 4 p.m. It runs until 6 p.m. on Sunday over on Old Maxwell Road. Rich in Wilton. Rich, you're on.
Yeah, hi. Great program.
Thank you.
Just a comment, a variation on the guamki. I make it with hamburger and onions, and I try to, instead of using just rice with it, I'll use kasha or groats. That gives it a little more bounty to it, you know. And the way I cook it, I simmer the groats like I would with the rice and chicken bouillon. And I'm almost doing everything in chicken bouillon these days. So you don't boil the heck out of it like a lot of people do with spaghetti or rice, but just simmer it very gently so it picks up that chicken flavor, but it doesn't jump out at you. You know, you can't say, oh, that's chicken. It's just a delicate flavor to it that really helps. So, that's my little contribution.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
Hey, Rich, thanks. Have a great weekend. Our number here is 800-348-2551. It is a Food Friday, and as I mentioned, the Polish Fest begins at 4 today. We have Chef John Kowalski, and Chef, you'll be doing a demonstration today?
Today at 6:30 this evening.
And you'll be making the
szalotka.
That's what you said. Also here with us today, Betty Stolarek, and your presentation begins when?
4:30?
I think at 5.
Today?
Yes. 5.
You better rest up. You only got a couple hours.
Eat something. Okay. Build up your strength.
And guamki.
Barbara Chapitis, the Polish Fest Book Club, or Polish Fest, as I think I said last year.
I like that. Yeah. It's very polished.
Yes. Is when?
We are doing, my brother and I are doing a combination of music and reading from one of my novels.
He's a violinist.
He's a violinist and a composer. And last year he wrote a bunch of material based on traditional Lithuanian swatatinas.
Nice.
And he's going to be doing some of that. My niece will be singing.
While you're reading?
We're going to go back and forth.
Okay, I was going to say you have to have him turn way
down.
Although
he has threatened to play The Flight of the Bumblebees while I'm reading. I can outspeak him. Trust me on this.
You know,
I
believe
you. My whole life.
I believe you. And Antoinette Alberti, your name obviously is...
Zimjuska.
You're running the whole show, right?
Oh, I do the cultural bookings. And so the cultural portion of the show, any question you have, I can answer. We have some really cool things this year. We have a local teen theater that wrote a play about the Warsaw Uprising, and they're doing a table read Q&A. That play is going to premiere next weekend.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I know. Yeah. It's very cool. We have all of these wonderful food demos, but we also have other great things going on, like a Slovak egg decorating demonstration. We have the three other authors I told you about. We have Sarah Zlotnik, teen historian, who's going to talk about the historic partitions of Poland.
Teen historian. Talk about an overachiever.
I know.
That's impressive. Well, that's great.
It is impressive. We just have a really full schedule. And, of course, four polka bands.
Of course.
Of course. And then Spa City Violin and Viola Studio is going to do a Slavic string concert for us on Sunday morning.
Oh my
and of
gosh.
Course, we have the Lithuanian Solstice concert and story and song.
Yes. So
just so many.
That's
things.
Amazing. Now, do you think, Barbara, that your brother might sit in with the polka bands?
I was going to ask him to.
That would be impressive.
He could.
Because he'll get drowned out by the accordions. And
he'll start stomping his feet. It'll be all over.
All right. Let's go back to the phone. 800-348-2551 and Fran in Pittsfield. Fran, you're on.
Hi. I'd like directions from Pittsfield, but I have a couple comments too.
Okay.
Okay. Our family celebrates both Easter and Christmas. Okay, we call it Vigilia, and some people call it Vigilia. Mm-hmm. Why would we call it differently?
Betty's shaking
different
her
area,
head.
Maybe, different region.
It could be a different area.
And then sometimes the Slavic or the Russian maybe pronunciation's a little different.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, and does anyone make the prune pierogi there?
Slivki.
Slivki?
Yes.
You know all the words.
He knows everything.
Yes.
You have all the words.
So, yes, they're very, very good.
When the Will prune, they be there, though?
Not at Polish Fest this year. No.
But you do know how to make them.
Absolutely. And it's similar as you would do regular. You make the regular dough and stuff, and then it's the putting inside and placing them inside. You put a little bit of sugar. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you put a little bit like cube sugar, a little cinnamon on them.
Yeah.
And as you poach them, you get cinnamon comes through a little bit. Mm-hmm. Nice sour cream over the top of them.
Beautiful.
Oh.
All right.
And I'm going to do a cooking demonstration.
Oh, really?
I know, really. They all are so shocked.
What are you doing?
I'm doing the salatka. So I brought you, it's a Polish vegetable
salad. Oh, that is such a beautiful looking, and yeah. I tried some before the show. It's such a beautiful looking dish. And Fran, by the way, as far as getting to Loudonville or Latham, not to be a triptych here, but if you're coming from Pittsfield, you probably jump on the 90 and you zip over to the Loudonville exit.
I think, you would take the way I would do it would probably not be the best way, but it's the coach the north way.
I usually go over Route 9 before I get on to 90.
Well, Route 9 will take you right into Loudonville, and I believe Route 9 takes you right past Siena and gets you to Old Maxwell Road as well.
Gets you to Maxwell Road, which will get you to Serviceberry Road, which will get you to Old Maxwell Road.
Right. And again, we're not AAA, but we're doing the best we can. And Fran, thank you, and I hope you have fun. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Yeah, so the dish that you made is phenomenal. Tell us about it.
Okay, so I had to wake up this morning to make it. I couldn't make it last night because you have to be so precise. The idea is to have a tiny bite of everything in every mouthful. And so it has potatoes and parsnips and carrots and peas cooked, and then raw onion and roasted red pepper and apple and hard-boiled eggs and black olives.
And pickles,
yes, also and pickles. And it's mixed together in a dressing that's half mayonnaise, half sour cream with a little bit of pickle brine in it and lots of dill.
It's a summary. I would say
it's
this would be
summery.
A summary
yes.
dish.
And it takes 2 hours to make.
To cut everything into tiny pieces?
It does.
Well
just
done.
You know.
You know, the peas aren't soggy, though. I thought you said they were cooked.
They are cooked, but just very lightly cooked.
All right, let's get another call or two in here before we wrap up this show and let you get on the road. Alan in Kingston. Alan, you're on.
Hello, this is Alan from Kingston, originally from Schenectady. I live now in Olive Ridge. And my grandmother and grandpa were both very, very Polish, and they had pierogies, the triangle type, cooked in butter with just cabbage. That's all I ever experienced, and they're the best. And, of course, pierogies. Now, no one's mentioned kishka. That's my favorite, and there's only one place you can get it right now that I know of, and it's the best. Maybe you want to talk about kishka a little bit. Do you have any of that?
Well, kishka, that's the blood sausage with barley inside of it, where they use a little bit of blood. They take the pork meat, jowl fats, the fats from the cheeks and stuff, and it's all ground together. It's simmered, cooked, and then you mix it with some blood seasonings, and then you poach it. And that's great for breakfast in the morning when you slice it, you saute it a little bit, a couple eggs over the top of it. Oh,
that is
awesome.
So not vegan.
But, you know, you can get it at the Euro Deli in Latham.
Oh, yeah?
And I really want to mention the Euro Deli. our potato pancakes are made in Poland.
Really?
Yes, they are, and we order them through the Euro Deli. And they're right in Latham. It's a great frozen and dry goods store, and also a lot of imported Polish meat that you just can't not get anywhere else. Mm. They have probably about 20 different kinds of kielbasa.
Wow. Yes. Oh, that's nice. All right, quickly, let's go over to Richie in Monticello. Richie, you're on. You got about a minute here, buddy.
Hi. My grandmother came from Poland. She used to make something when I was little called Katoflana Kleitskis, and it was potato balls, but I just remember loving them. Did you ever hear of that? Katoflana Kleitskis?
Yeah, they make them with almost like a gnocchi type dough, and what they do is they have inside of it this meat. So what you do is you roll that dough around.
This was all potato.
Oh, okay.
Just like the
gnocchi.
Is it called kluski schlanski?
What's a dough? Noodles?
Yes.
But the other...
Is it like the zeppelin?
Well, my grandma was Jewish.
Okay.
So I'm thinking maybe it was a Jewishized or a Yiddishized
version
of something. Oh,
I can't get the Polish name.
Okay.
You never find it.
All right, Richie, we're out of time here, buddy.
Kopitki. It's called Kopitki, I think.
All right, well,
it's the same one.
We are Kaputski here on this program. Hey, this was so much fun. The Polish Fest begins in about an hour now over in Latham/Loudonville. I want to thank my guests here. I'll do underwriting first, and then we'll thank everybody. Support comes from Convino Wine Bar, Northampton, Massachusetts. Over 70 wine by the glass and a full menu from afternoon snack through nightcap. Live music Sundays and Mondays, outdoor seating, Thorns Marketplace, ConvinoWineBar.com. Ashfield Stone, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts, quarriers and fabricators used for enduring landscapes and interiors, including countertops and floor planking, rare and wonderful stone of the Berkshires, AshfieldStone.com. Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasoning, Sheffield, Massachusetts, handcrafted in small batches, infused salts, garlic, peppers, and blends, now featuring Gingartum Sea Salts, a combination of ginger, garlic, and turmeric, rollingrocksalt.com for upcoming events. And Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats, home of New England farm-made sausage, open 7 days, Pekarsky's.com. Well, thank you to a tremendous panel here today. Antoinette Zemzuska Alberti, Chef John Kowalski, Elizabeth Betty Stolarik, and Barbara Chapitis of the Polish Fest for being here. Thanks to Zach Malloy. Zach, time for your next round of food. Thanks to Barb King for answering the calls. Our producer, Jim Lavoulis. Have a lovely weekend and stand by for news.